Our reading today is taken from Matthew 1, verses 18 to 25. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
The point is that that first Christmas, God gave us a present. And the letters on the balloon spell out what that present was. It spells Emmanuel, doesn't it? And Emmanuel means God with us. God's big present to us that first Christmas was him coming to be with us. Now, we often think of a present as a thing. We rather than as being with someone. But imagine for a moment, at Christmas, you had a close relative, a father, or a mother, a daughter, or a son, or some close relative who was abroad. And imagine, you might think to yourself, the greatest present I could have this Christmas was to have that person with me, present with me. And the present that God gave us that first Christmas was for him to come and to be with us. Well, now, how did God give us that present? How did he come to be with us? Well, that's what we heard in our first reading, and when we heard about Mary and Joseph, who were engaged to be married. Now, when a man and a woman get engaged, they promise to marry each other, and the man gives the woman a ring as a sign of that promise. Now, I wonder, are there any ladies here today who've got an engagement ring on their finger? Can you hold up there? We have a number of hands going up. Now, I don't know whether Joseph gave Mary a ring, but they made a promise to each other to get married. And in those days, you needed a divorce to break that promise, to break the engagement. Now, if you were a man, the one thing that you would not expect to find out when you were engaged was that the woman you were engaged to marry was expecting someone else's child. But that's what happened to Joseph. See, after he got engaged to Mary, he found out that she was expecting someone else's baby. And it must have been awful for Joseph, because he must have thought that Mary didn't really want to marry him and that she liked another man. So Joseph thought he would break off the engagement and not marry Mary. Now, imagine Joseph was sad because he thought he couldn't marry Mary and because she was having someone else's baby. But one night, as we saw acted out here just a moment ago, one night, an angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream and said that Mary wasn't having another man's baby and that Joseph should marry Mary. And that would have been great news for Joseph. But what came next was a shock. Because the angel also told Joseph that although Mary wasn't having the baby of another man, she was having God's baby. Mary's baby was God's baby. And that meant that the baby that Mary would have would be fully human, like you and me, and fully God. You see, God wanted Joseph to marry Mary and to be like an adopted dad to Jesus on earth. Well, now, why did God come to be with us that first Christmas by being born as a baby? Why would God give us this present of coming to be with us? Why would he do it? Well, now, in order to answer that question, I just want some of you who've coloured in pictures or have been given pictures, one lot of planets, the sun, the moon and the stars, and others of the baby in a manger. Thank you. Thank you so much for those pictures. Well, now, on the one side of this board, we've got pictures of the planets that have been coloured in beautifully here. And on the other side, we've got Jesus in a manger. God made the world we live in. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. And he gave it all up to be born on earth in such poor circumstances that he was put in a cattle trough as a baby. Why did he give up all his power, leave heaven, and come down to earth to be born as a baby? Why did he do that? Why did he come down to live among people who treat him badly? Well, he did it to be with us, and it is utterly amazing. Our all-powerful, all-knowing, all-holy God who made the universe came down to earth to be born as a baby so that he could be with us, with people who don't treat him nicely or well. God didn't have to come down to earth. And when you think about why God would come to earth, well, it's astonishing, isn't it, that he did? But he chose to do it for us. For you and for me, because we matter that much to him. Well, so Emmanuel means God with us. Emmanuel is God's present to us. His Christmas present was coming to be with us that first Christmas. And in a moment, we're going to think why that changes everything. Let's pray. Loving Father, thank you for the greatest Christmas present ever given. Thank you that you came down to earth to be with us. Amen. Well, now parents have different reasons for choosing names for their children, don't they? I wonder what, if you're a parent here, what caused you to choose the name you did for your child? Some parents like the sound of a name, and so they choose the name because they like that sound. But other parents choose the name for their child because of the meaning of the name. And when God gave Joseph the name, when the angel gave Joseph the name for Jesus, he chose a name because of its, God chose the name because of the meaning of the name. The angel told Joseph that he was to name Mary's baby Jesus. There we are. God chose the name Jesus, and he told them that the baby would be named Jesus because it means the Lord saves. In our reading, we heard that God chose the name for himself when he came down to earth, because he would save his people from their sins. Now, we need saving from all sorts of things in life, some of them serious and some of them not so serious. So here's a question. I want you to imagine for a moment you're in your house, in your home, and there's a fire that has started in the house and you're trapped in a room upstairs. Is that serious enough to phone the fire brigade? Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. You'd phone the fire brigade straight away. But here's another question. Imagine it's your birthday. The candles are all lit on your cake in front of you, and you tried to blow them out, and you just can't blow out the last one. Would you phone the fire brigade for that? Well, I think you might get into a lot of trouble if you did. We need saving. The angel told Joseph that Jesus would save their people, his people, from their sins. So the question for us is sin one of those serious problems, like a fire in our home, or is it not a serious problem like the candle on our birthday cake that we can't blow out? Well, in our reading, the angel tells us that sin is something we need saving from. And it is so serious that only God can deal with it. Only he can save us from it. In fact, sin is so serious that our great and powerful God, who made the world, the sun, the moon, and the stars, needed to come down to earth to be born as a baby, not in a palace, but in a cattle trough. It's so serious that he had to come and live among people who treated him badly and rejected him. It's so serious that he had to die on a cross to save us from, to pay for it, to pay for our sin. Our sins are the bad things we do. They are the bad things we think, the bad things we say. But all of those things come from an attitude in our hearts which doesn't want God to be God in our lives, but wants us to be God in his place. You may have heard sin described as S-I-N, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to your ways. And the consequence of our sin is that we will one day die and we will be separated off from God. God is good, and to be separated from him is a terrible thing. But the only one who can save us from our sin, from death, and from that terrible separation from God is Jesus. And although none of us deserve it, he gave his life in our place. He died on the cross so that we can be saved. And that is called grace, being saved from our sin, even though we don't deserve it. God's grace means that instead of us dying for our sins, he gives us forgiveness and he gives us life. And that's why Christmas is such good news and why it is such a joyful time. Now, at Christmas, I give my children gifts. I don't give them gifts because they've been good or because they're clever or helpful. And I don't tell them that they have to pay me back for the gifts I give them. I give them gifts because I love them. God has given us Jesus to save us from our sins, not because we've been good or done good things, but not because we deserve to be saved from our sins, but because he loves us. God gave us the gift of grace. Well, we're going to pray now to say thank you to God for sending Jesus to save us from our sins. Thanking him for the gift of grace. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to save us from our sins. Thank you for the gift of grace, which means that we know that if we trust in you, we will be saved from our sins and can have an eternal life with you. Amen. Amen. Well, what we all do with a present is to receive it, don't we? We take it as ours. We unwrap it. We start to use it and we enjoy it. And the biggest present that we have ever been given is the present God gave us that first Christmas. God's present to us is Jesus. He's not wrapped up in a box with paper and ribbon and so on. So what do we need to do to receive his gift and to enjoy it? What do we need to do? What do we need to do if we want to receive that gift of grace we were thinking about just a moment ago? If we want to be saved from our sins by Jesus and to have life which lasts forever? What do we do if we want to enjoy the gift of Emmanuel? If we want to enjoy God with us all our lives and into eternity? Well, there is a person in our reading who shows us how to respond, and that person is Joseph. You see, Joseph trusts God and he lives his life his way. In our reading, we saw Joseph trusting God. It was acted out for us. And we can tell that Joseph trusted God because he lived his life the way God wanted him to. You remember Joseph was asleep and the angel came to him and he told him what to do. And on the first slide, we'll see something that he told Joseph to do. The angel told Joseph, take Mary home as your wife. And then as we read on, Joseph woke up. And what did Joseph do? Next slide. And one more. Joseph took Mary home as his wife. You see, Joseph did what God wanted. He trusted God. Joseph trusted God and he did what God wanted him to do. And there are lots of reasons why Joseph might have thought that it was not a good idea to take Mary home as his wife. But he trusted God. And he did what God said. Do you remember what the angel said to Joseph about naming the baby? Let's go on to the next slide. The angel said to Joseph, you are to give him the name Jesus. And then we read on in the verses we had read to us, and we see that Joseph did give Jesus the name, give the baby the name Jesus. Now, there are lots of, again, very often people in those days called their baby, they named their baby after a relative, someone related to them. They might have called their baby something completely different. I don't know, Bert or Fred or something. But Joseph didn't. He did what God told him to do, and he gave the baby the name Jesus. He trusted God, and he did what he wanted him to do. You see, each time God said to Joseph, this is the way I want you to live your life, Joseph responded by doing it because he trusted God. If we want to unwrap God's presence to us, we need to respond to God in the same way that Joseph responded to him. We need to trust God and live our lives his way. What does that look like for us? Well, that will involve saying to God that we are sorry for the things that we have done, which we know are wrong. And it will involve us saying to him that we want to trust in Jesus. And it'll involve us asking him for help, because it's not easy. But it is so exciting, because if we say sorry and if we trust in Jesus, then we know two amazing things. First of all, that we are saved from our sins and we will therefore live forever. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And the second thing is that we know that God is always with us. In fact, the last 14 words of Matthew's gospel are, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." It's not always easy to live our lives God's way, but he is always with us. He's changing us to become more like Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us, means he always helps us to get rid of our sin and to live for him. He always helps us in our weakness. He always gives us strength when we don't have strength ourselves. He is always close to us when life is tough. What a gift God gives to us. He saves us from our sins and he gives us life which lasts forever. And we know that God is always with us forever. So what will we do with the gift that God has given us this Christmas? Will we look at it and do nothing about it? Or will we receive it and open it, trust in God, and do his will for us? Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus that first Christmas. And we pray that you would help each one of us to see how worthwhile it is putting our trust in him, trust in you. Lord, may each one of us see that through trusting in him, our sins are forgiven, and that we have eternal life, and that you are always with us. Amen. Amen.